Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Have you wondered how people just seem to make money? There are some people that just have a gift for it, right? Or they just seem to fall into it. I used to tease my brother. He would have things happen, and we used to call him Lucky. Things would just happen. And you know, I'd go, how did that happen to him? How did he do that? How did Jason do that? But, you know, there's more to it than that, right? It's not just luck. It's being prepared for opportunities. There's all kinds of sayings out there, and I will not try to quote them because I'll mangle them. But basically, there are many that say, when success comes because you're persistent or you pay attention or you're ready for the opportunity or all those things, the harder I work, the luckier I seem to be. There's all these expressions out there. There's a lot of different ways to tap into that wealth creation. And wouldn't you know it, luck would have it that we have such a person to help us. Margaret Lynch is on the line with us. She's a wealth coach. She's a speaker, author, and she's going to talk with us today about top emotional freedom techniques. It's called tapping. She's an expert in the field. She's written the book, conveniently for us, Tapping Into Wealth, How Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT, can help you clear the path to making more money. And we would all like as many EFTs as we can get, Margaret. That's also electronic fund transfer, and we want that going into our account.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Margaret. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Thank you for so much for having me.
Well, listen, I heard you were in the corporate America doing, I guess, 18 years of engineering management, and it's only a 30-minute show, so we don't have time for you to explain to us what that is, but but you were a big deal. I know that you won a lot of top sales award at Fortune 500 companies, and then in just 4 short years, you created a multi-million dollar company business with the techniques that you teach in your book. You've even been called, I love this, I'm going to see if I can get the Wall Street Journal to call me this, the Wealth Manifestation Authority. Wow, you're a big deal.
Well, I can tell you the trick behind that later.
Okay,
thank you. it's been a kind of a wild ride, you know, to leave corporate behind, as a lot of people do in midlife,
right,
and decide to go out on your own and live your passion and do something that is your passion. And, you know, what I found with working with tons of clients, much like myself, that when you leave a business behind, there can be something that most people recognize right away, like an inner block to earning more, to charging our worth. That's a big issue for women as well. And we never seem to, in the middle class, we never seem to get beyond paycheck to paycheck, whether we're fully gainfully employed or not, because we don't really create, you know, we don't use financial planners the way that we should. We don't take advantage of the strategies. And as an engineer, when I find a problem that is so irritating and frustrating and is affecting me, that is what really drove my passion to get into this, to get underneath it, to find out why so many smart, heart-centered people just could not earn enough or get past paycheck to paycheck. And that's what really drove me to use this technique, the emotional freedom technique, which is a mind-body technique, in service of helping people change their money situation.
Excellent. Okay, so the website is tappingintowealth.com. And of course, we mentioned the book. For those of us that are not as familiar with mind-body technique, what is that for us regular folks out here? What is that?
Yeah, and then people have heard the term mind-body, right? And so when it comes to money, you can experience the mind-body connection very, very quickly, and you've seen it on the faces of lots of your clients, David, right? And so if I asked everybody right now to sit down, we're coming into tax season, and really look at how much they're earning, look at their debt, try to start figuring out their taxes for this year, 99% of people who are in the middle class will experience what's called the stress response. You know, we'll start to feel fear, emotion. And if we have to sit with it long enough, most people, especially when looking at their debt, for example, or their lack of savings, when it's not where they want it to be, will start to experience even worse emotions like shame or embarrassment. And that, like, blast of fight or flight response through the body and emotion works against them taking the action that they would normally take. Because you take that same person, and I put you at work and give you a challenging project, and you're on fire, and you're brilliant, and you're amazing. But when we sit down to do our finances, all of this emotion comes up. And so for me, mind-body problem right there, you need a mind-body tool to solve it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that you mentioned the word taxes. There are lots of people that are ready to, you need to give them something to do before they strangle somebody. They just get
right.
very worked up, and some people get very upset by it. And I've had many of them sitting down with me, and they're just in a, you know, again, it, you know, taxes very quickly go to politics, and unfortunately, we will never, ever agree all the time with everybody in Washington and what they do with the dollars, and, you know, that really, it really upsets people, and it does create that, I can see your point, Margaret, it goes from that emotion, then it becomes physiological.
And it becomes an inner wall, right? And on the other side, if I've got a business owner in front of me, I have the strategies for them to double their business, but I won't be able to get them to use those strategies if every time I talk about charging more or restructuring their prices, for even just one example, or going into their boss and talking about a raise, if they are up against an inner wall that blasts through their system of fear, self-doubt, what if my boss gets mad, what if people don't like it, am I really worth it, and that comes up so quickly when you start to push people to say, well, let's look at doubling your income. And so whether we're dealing with the past, like our debt, our taxes, our income not being enough, or dealing with how do I go for more, we have to look at the mind-body connection because it stops us in our tracks and it creates the self-sabotage. You know, people will tell you, oh, it's me. Like, I get in my own way. Like, I'm the one avoiding opening bills. I'm the one that doesn't look at my finances. I'm the one that doesn't have a plan. But if we don't have a conversation about the emotions that happen that stop us from that level of resourcefulness, we're never really going to solve the issue with the beautiful strategies that we have. Does that make sense?
Totally. I mean, I have anecdote after anecdote that I could share with our listeners, the folks that have come in and met with me, Margaret, that these things that you're talking about are in full play.
Yeah.
I mean, just a few days ago, I had a gentleman call me and he was just very frustrated. He had been recommended a particular strategy for his investing and it hadn't worked. And, the market obviously had gone up in our, you know, this recent bull market we've been in, and he hasn't participated in it. And it is just driving him bonkers. And the emotional piece of that, it's really making it hard for him to make some of the logical and intelligent, well-thought-out, prudent steps he needs to take to get where he needs to be.
Right, right. So you've got the strategies, but you're up against a wall inside of somebody,
yeah,
right? And,
yeah.
You know, when we think about the fight-or-flight response, you know, you think about soldiers with PTSD or
sure.
people with fear of public speaking, for example.
Oh, yeah.
We know you can't just talk your way out of it.
Right.
It's blasting through your system. And so I like to give people this quick aha moment. It's like, well, give yourself a break for a second and realize that maybe you have not done the best job in financial or money management, but know that this is why. If it creates anxiety, fear, shame, if you sit with your finances for too long, how much time will you really want to sit with them? Right?
Good point.
Just going to see a financial advisor can give people a massive amount of anxiety, and they say they need to do it, and then they don't for years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I love that you brought up the post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
I have to say it out to get the letters right. Because with finances, again, I'm not going to liken anything to be in a war zone. That is not fair. And I have way too much respect for our men and women who put themselves in harm's way for our safety. But on the other hand, the impact on somebody, and again, emotionally and physically, of having gone through, again, some people, Margaret, are still reeling, even though we've had this bull market run. The market bottomed in March of 2009 and has been on an upward swing ever since then. Even though that has been the case, there are people that are still feeling the effects of that very difficult period in 2008 when some people lost, the average market went down about 40%, and some people lost a lot more than that.
Yeah, I have a chapter in the book called Financial Trauma, because that is a financial, when something happens, you know, it's maybe not a big T trauma, but I define a financial trauma as when something happened to your money and your investment that years later, every time you think about it, you still feel sadness, frustration, anger, all these things that you haven't forgiven yourself for,
right,
or someone
right.
else.
Right.
That's like a dark cloud that hangs over your ability to make the best decisions in your money today.
All right. Well, let me jump on the couch and you tell me. I'm the patient now, and you tell me how somebody can get over that. How do you get those? I want clear skies. Okay, let's clear out the, how do we do that? How do we tap into this connection that really clears the weather so we can go forward and do well and maybe make up for some bad mistakes in the past?
Yeah, I think the first thing is really just having that aha moment that it's not just we think we're working with all our faculties, and we're kind of not. We've got this programming, and we have our nervous system running in a way that is not helpful to us around money. And the example of soldiers with PTSD is a good one in that if I can take a soldier with massive PTSD, and that's why they use it in the VAs with soldiers, right? And I can shift him with this tapping technique, this emotional freedom technique, which is a clinically proven mind-body technique, and have that soldier not feel anymore the intensity related to war trauma. I'm telling you, I can take the average person who has massive shame, stress, and fear around their finances and shift them within minutes, and we do so in the book, chapter by chapter by chapter. It's all there, step by step.
Cool.
Into someone that is resourceful, calm, and says things to me like, this feels totally possible, Margaret. I'm on this. And there's tons of stories in the book of people who made massive changes in their finances because we turned off this stress response that was blocking their brilliance, right? And so it's simply a mind-body technique. And so my thing is always be willing to, if money is an area in your life that's causing you chronic pain and worry, be willing to put some specific time around shifting that and be open to this idea that what if your inner state is affecting your finances? What if the inner game of money is affecting your finances? And be willing to try something out of the box. It's not for everybody. Not everybody's willing to delve within.
right. Sure. You've got to be willing to open that box.
Because I say to people, you know what? If you really do want to have more money in your life, leave no stone unturned until you figure out what's stopping you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Amen. No, I think that a lot of people get hung up on it, and it's difficult, and there's a combination of self-fulfilling and self-sabotaging that goes on, and I can relate. When I first started my own business, Margaret, this was back in 1997, and I really remember a distinct moment when I said to myself, look, it's okay. It's okay to be successful. It's okay to do well. It's okay to work hard and help others and make money in the process. And I just think that, we've got to get out of our own way, as you said sometimes. All right, let's grab a quick break here. Margaret Lynch is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Tapping into Wealth, How Emotional Freedom Techniques Can Help You Clear the Path to Making More Money. And the website is tappingintowealth.com. Right back after this break.
Where can you find more spin than in politics? If you said financial services, you'd be correct. Ask a stockbroker how you should invest your money, and what do you think he'll say? Ask an insurance agent the same question, and what do you think you'll hear? Unfortunately, when an advisor is limited in what he can offer, he is often understandably biased. You'll need to ask questions. Ask advisors what products and services they can and can't offer. Ask about their licensing and credentials. Remain skeptical. This public service has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And welcome back. Margaret Lynch on the line with me, and she is the author of Tapping Into Wealth, How Emotional Freedom Techniques Can Help You Clear the Path to Making More Money. The website is tappingintowealth.com. One of the things that I think is important for us to take note of, Margaret, and not, of course, not overlook or run over, is that the economy continues to improve or build, and not everybody's going to agree with that. There are some certainly naysayers out there, but not all pockets or parts of the economy are growing. And not everybody is making a recovery, but a lot of people are, and a lot of jobs are being created, or at least more so than were. We're still digging out, we're still building, we're still recovering. All that's true. But there seems to be places or people maybe that are still having a difficult time. And I guess maybe this goes back to what we talked about before the break, that they just can't seem to make the good money or get what they really need to get where they want to be.
Yeah, and I mean, we've also entered into a big upswing in entrepreneurships, right?
Sure.
People going into self-employment, and women are starting businesses faster than any other group, right?
Good.
The issue is that when people come from the middle class, so your parents were either middle class or working class, you come into the game with a set of programming that is different and often creates a, so I'm going to get a little woo-woo here, right? This is going to be like a stretch.
Okay.
We actually will create a reality of living exactly the way our parents did. And this is interesting because in this generation, we typically, like my dad was the first one to go to college. My mother didn't go to college. We all went to college and have much higher earning potential. Yet if of eight kids in the family, pretty much everyone has always lived paycheck to paycheck. And that is a big indoctrination of the middle class. And, of course, the middle class, we know, is getting squeezed. So we don't tend to create wealth in the middle class. We have no paradigm for that. And we are, what we have a paradigm for, or a way of operating and understanding, is what our parents felt, which is typically fear, anxiety, stress, money's always running out, there's never enough, and we're indoctrinated into debt, typically with our financial aid, right as soon as we come out of college, right? So I'm very passionate about, like, clarifying that these are issues, even for people going into business ownership, that really affect the middle class, that come from this sort of a, like, imagine a set of programming that you are unconscious of that literally came from your parents. So you have people who have higher earning potential. They might even be earning more money, way more than their parents ever did, yet find that, like their parents, they have cycles of stress, worry, fear, and lack of security around money, and then tend to make a lot of money. And then if they do, they somehow lose it. Right? Mm-hmm. And we could look at a million factors out there, and those factors are good to look at, but I'm telling you that one of the biggest factors is what's happening in your inner game around money.
Right,
and
right.
When you shift that, anything is possible, and I have lived it and I have watched it with thousands of people. When you shift, it's like give yourself even a second to be open to suspend disbelief. That when you shift this, anything is possible in your money, and any amount of wealth is available for you to create, right?
Well,
and that's what is exciting for
yeah,
me.
It's very exciting, and I think that one of the things also that's really important is it's not that the parents set out to program a child to say, okay, you're always going to be held back and be restricted, although there are cases where that does happen, but
some people actually say that. To
yeah, but there are most of it is the child's frame of reference and what they've seen their family and parents do, and it's what they grew up in. And back to that middle America, middle class, and the working class. A lot of those folks, a lot of people in that category. That's where I'm come from, and that's where a lot of businesses are created. And
it's
a lot of business, a lot of American business is born out of people with that background.
And I believe that it's one of the biggest reasons that, you go into self-employment and you end up still, basically paying yourself paycheck to paycheck never get to the dream that they thought they were going to get to, right? It's like, now I'm doing all of this and I'm still... just basically, I've bought myself a job by going into self-employment. And so, there's so many things that shift when you start to look at this programming. And one of the big ones around wealth creation, which is very different than earning more, right? Because wealth creation means you're earning, and then there's beautiful financial strategies. Like, you are an empowered money manager, and you are on it. You're working with the best strategies to build wealth. Well, I do these little exercises with people that are very revealing where I say, I want you to imagine that you've done that. You've worked with an amazing financial advisor and you've done it all right. And now you've got $1 million in the bank, for example. What would it be like if I told you to imagine going back in time, stepping into the house that you grew up in with the younger version of your parents and saying, hey, it's me from the future. I have $1 million in the bank. And what most people find is that little visualization triggers shame, fear, uncomfortableness. Their parents are accusing them or they've disempowered them. And the big question is, do you still fit in that family?
Right, right.
And this is one of those things that doesn't seem logical or to make sense, but it runs in us so unconsciously to never step outside or surpass our tribe. And I know it sounds a little woo-woo, but it has people unconsciously getting rid of their money.
Mm. Yeah, people, they want to fit in with and be part of what they know, and there is a lot of stress and anxiety and concern about what other people will think, especially those that are closest to us, and that is our frame of reference, and
it's,
you know,
really it wired in.
Yeah, and it's also there's a bit of in my family, you know, my parents were in education, teaching, and different parts of the educational system. And before that, other family members. And so for me to go into business, my risk tolerance is very different than theirs. And just that, the willingness to take those risks and obviously benefit from the opportunity, but also suffer from the challenges of having a business, especially in 2008 when things were so difficult, that, just the fact that you have that greater risk tolerance makeup to go into business also kind of puts you outside your family in that frame of reference.
Very true. Very true.
Well,
and what people will often do to mitigate that is that they will make sure, and I know this sounds crazy, that they're working extremely hard for their money.
So that there's a parity in price paid.
Yeah, like, okay, but see how exhausted I am and how stressed I am because I run my own business.
Right.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Margaret Lynch, ladies and gentlemen, more than just interesting. Book, Tapping into Wealth, How Emotional Freedom Techniques Can Help You Clear the Path to Making More Money. Tappingintowealth.com is the website. Quick break. We'll be right back with Margaret.
Have you considered an annuity as part of your retirement plan? Did you know that over the past 10 years, Americans put a staggering $2.3 trillion into annuities? Despite their popularity, many people are unsure about annuities. Why? Because annuities have been attacked for decades by financial folks who offer competing products or services. A lot of money is at stake. So you can imagine that financial firms who only offer investments don't want you to consider an annuity. Get the facts. Call Holland Financial to get your free copy of Annuities as Part of Your Retirement Plan. This booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities, as well as straightforward information about their costs, features, safety, and income potential. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tapping into Wealth, How Emotional Freedom Techniques Can Help You Clear the Path to Making More Money. That's the book by Margaret Lynch. And we're super happy to have her on the program with us today. Tappingintowealth.com is the website. I thought of something on the break. Margaret, it's a little bit the business owner or the person that is getting outside that family paradigm. It's a little bit of they're a stranger in a strange land, but not really a strange land. They're a stranger in the family.
Yeah, it's true. And I know it's hard to conceptualize, like, well, logically, that my family wants me to succeed and so don't I. What you have to realize is that these things are, like, wired at an extremely primitive level. Like, it is a primitive level of, like, reptilian brain wiring that says, do not leave your step outside your tribe. If you get kicked out, you're dead.
Mm.
And so there's this level of programming in our unconscious mind and literally in our nervous system. It will trigger fear. You know, if my whole family is, like, uncomfortable around me and doesn't relate to me anymore, it will trigger a fear response. And it's not logical, you know, and that's where I'm so passionate about changing this, you know, bringing this conversation to people. It makes them understand, well, maybe I do understand why I act the way I do in my money. It's exactly how my parents acted.
Right.
And it's stopping just so many people in the middle class from being totally empowered money managers.
If you
polled any group of 100 people, probably 20% would say they feel like an empowered money manager.
Yeah. Well, on that point related to money management, some of what you're talking about, it, you know, kind of blurs a little bit with getting financial advice. So how does what you're talking about in terms of tapping into wealth and this emotional freedom techniques that you describe in your book and that you are passionate about, how is that different than, you know, working with an advisor like me with your finances?
Well, it's, I guess an extreme example would be people who don't go to the dentist because they're so afraid, right? And so multiply that out. Like, every single person who's earning like any money should have a financial advisor. I mean, That's just the way it is. It should be like every single person needs a dentist. But you don't have every single person doing that, and that is because there is shame, there is fear all around money, around what am I going to have to look at? What am I going to have to admit to? What is this person going to be? You know, I mean, I've worked with people who are financial planners and CPAs, and they are incredible, and in their personal finances, they're a mess. So they're even more embarrassed to go sit with somebody and start building their way out, right? And so I don't give strategies. This book is a transformation chapter to chapter, and every chapter has a unique video that only you can get if you get the book. That helps you even more. The tapping technique is scripted out in there. And, of course, there's videos. I'm a transformational person. I do the inner game. And what I find is when people shift, they are so, like, just like they would be at their job. They're like, I want the resources to get me to my goal. Mm. And one of those resources is becoming an empowered money manager, right? Is becoming educated, informed, and guided, and coached, and mentored into what you should be doing with your money, right? So to me, they go hand in hand. Like, if my biggest dream is to send millions more people to financial advisors once they've cleared some of their inner blocks, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. I think, well, and we've only got a little bit of time here left, Margaret. Want to ask you one final thing, because there's so much we could talk about, is what action would you say is most necessary for people who want to make a change or improve their financial situation right now, not 5 years from now, 10 years from now, but right now, what's the most important thing?
I think the most gift that most people need is what is the thing that we avoid the most, right? And it's clarity, right? And so I like to bring clarity around, listen, there's other things that are stopping you that are internal. And so one aha moment I always want people to have is that there's a stress response happening. And that is changing the way you deal with your finances, or don't make, basically avoiding your finances.
Right.
And so that's really important to see and to know that if you can shift that, you will allow yourself to get the gift of clarity. Where are you really right now? Like, what does it really look like? Because you can't move forward, even with the best financial advice, until you know where you are. And, of course, that's where you always start with people. Like, let's look at the picture.
Right.
And when you do that, and I know you agree, there's such a sense of relief, because often when we're in trouble, we haven't really looked at the big picture, right? We
Amen.
Haven't been avoiding.
Amen.
And so it's like, get clarity.
All right.
Find out where you are and know that you can make a plan to move forward. And there's more tools out there to help you, because there's also tools like what I do and what David does.
Excellent. Well, nice bow around it, Margaret. Margaret Lynch, ladies and gentlemen. Tapping into Wealth, how emotional freedom techniques can help you clear the path to making more money. TappingIntoWealth.com. Margaret, we'll have you back. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.